Well, hello everybody. This is Alola Baron coming at you live from Sebastio's Alcina 345. What is it? Lencina! Ba-ba-na-ba.
John Cena!
Oh, I don't know why I said Lencina. I said John Cena. There's other Lencina, but that's different. Well, so this was a great week. Me and Larson just working hard. Seeing miracles, and yeah, it was sweet because we ended up having the baptism of Trinidad and Agustin on Saturday, so that was super awesome. What do you have to say about that?
Well, we kicked, we fought, we worked as hard as we could, and we got the baptism.
And
wait, that sounds really rude because the most important thing is that they got baptized.
Right.
They were able to do that covenant with God.
Okay, yeah.
And awesome. Augustine's a baller. Trinidad, she's a baller too. She needs to keep working.
She needs to keep working towards that perfection.
Yeah.
No, but it was a really good week. That was super cool because, yeah, for real, Augustine and Trinidad, like, that whole family is super awesome. I've already talked a lot about them, but they're seriously just the best. Like, just a super good family. Probably like the best family I've met down here in Argentina, not gonna lie. But but yeah. So let's see. This week, let's see, Tuesday was really cool. Because we had our district meeting, and like one of the district leaders that I was like in their meeting, they put like the goal for the district that we could find like five new families to teach in this week. I'm like, okay, well, that'd be fun. So me and Elder Larson, we go and we work hard, and like Tuesday night we were able to find three families, which was super cool. Found like a bunch of really cool people. One of them was Danielle and his family, Patricia and a kid. What's his name? It's like a weird name. I don't think I wrote it down. Danielle and Patricia and Favoricio. That's what it is, Favoricio. He's a stud. And then we found, we were able to find the Familia Castro. It's like they used to listen to the missionaries. But then, like, they stopped passing by because they need to get married. So we were able to go past them, talk to them a little bit. That was cool. And then the other family, I don't remember. Hey, who was the other family that we found on Tuesday?
Huh?
Who was the other family that we found on Tuesday?
So, Hermana Castro and her family.
Danielle.
Patricia y Fabricio. And then...
there's one more.
Sophia and Nilda.
Oh, yeah. Sophia and Nilda. Yeah.
Ooh, tell them about Sophia.
Yeah, so we went past them. That was cool. It was cool. So we found this family. There's four people. It's like Nelida, Ramon. I think it's Ramon. Ramon and Sophia. Well, Ramon is like their uncle. He's a super good guy. Super nice. Kind of has like some kind of like I think it's like a some kind of like disease thing that like makes him not like be able to talk very well. But and then Sophia, she's like 15, and we were talking and stuff, and we had like a super awesome powerful lesson with like all three of them, and we talked about the restoration. And Sophia and her mom Nelida were like talking about how like, oh, they didn't know which church was true. Like, there's so many churches. And Sophia's like, yeah, the other day I searched and there's like four million churches or something like that. She's like, I don't understand why there's so many churches. And like, shouldn't there just be one church? And we're like, yeah, exactly. So we gave them the Book of Mormon, and it was just like a really good lesson. So we were super pumped about them. Then like we come past like the next day or whatever, talk to them, but my mom wasn't there, so we were going to come back the next day. When we come past,
you didn't remember me.
What? Oh my gosh. So yeah, so then we go and Ramon is there, and we're like, hey, how are you doing? Like, can we come talk with you for a little bit? He's like, yeah, I'm working, but, like, I'll listen for a little bit or whatever. So then, like, Sophia was there, and she's like, yeah, come in. Like, we'll talk. And so then we go in, and we sit down, and, like, the uncle, he's working. Like, he has, like, his little shop, and it's, like, open. And then we're, like, there's, like, a fence, and then we're on the other side of the fence. We're, like, sitting down in chairs. And then, like, Ramon, he was, like, there, and then he goes and starts working. And then we're, like, just talking to Sophia, just, like, how she was doing, like, if she was able to read and stuff. And then, like, she just, like, starts, like, asking a bunch of, like, weird questions, like, about our schedule, like, as missionary. Like, she went online and, like, searched, like, our schedule as missionaries and, like, a bunch of, like, weird stuff. And it was just, like, kind of awkward. And then she's, like... me and Elder Larson look at each other and we're just like, yeah, we're going to come by another day. And like when everybody's here and we can all talk together. And she's like,
family about your sins.
Whatever. No. And so then she's like, yeah, I'm really curious about like your church and everything. She's like, I want to, yeah. She's like, you guys are going to remember me. She's like, because I'm curious or something. We're like, what the freak? This is so weird. So then me and Elder Larson were like, yeah, let's get out of here. We didn't even like say a prayer and like share anything. We just like sat down and like started talking a little bit. And then we're about to say a prayer. And then she starts asking all these weird questions. So we're like, you know what? We're going to come by another day when like Ramon can like sit down and be in the conversation with us. So like, thanks for inviting us.
A child's security. What is it called?
I don't know.
Social security guy.
Yeah. So then we're like, all right, well, see you later. Then we leave. And like, I feel bad because like, I think she like could be interested in the message, but also like kind of weird. And she's 15. So that was like disgusting. Like it was just like weird. I like, felt gross after that. So then we left. And then we went past a couple other cool families. We had an intercambio. I went back to Mashal with Elder Tawar, which was super cool. It was really fun. We went down to San Francisco. We were just like basically doing contacts all day, and like nobody was there. And it was kind of like a waste of time. But yeah, so that was fun. Then after that in the night. Let's see, then we had the intercom until Thursday. Yeah. And Thursday morning, we went and, like, switched back from the intercambio. What else happened on Thursday? I don't even remember anything. Was Friday the zone conference? Yeah, okay. So then Thursday we went and had, like, a meeting with a guy in the stake. And we were talking about how we're going to work with the missionaries. But it was kind of a big waste of time because, like, I don't know. Like, we didn't even talk about anything.
You're lazy, that's why.
But whatever. It was fun. Then, after that, Friday, we had our zone conference, which was really cool. It was a multi-zone conference. So we were 5 zones. And we were all together talking about how we're going to work in the mission to be able to keep baptizing. And, like, because the thing is we're finding, like, a bunch of investigators. But the problem is we're not, like they're not progressing. Like, there's not a lot of baptisms, and so President's, like, saying that we need to focus on our teaching, like, the way that we're actually teaching. So we've been working on that, right?
Yeah, we've been working really hard.
Super hard.
Mm-hmm. And we did the practice. That was fun.
Yeah, we did a practice. We taught a lesson. That was cool. That was super good. Everybody was crying after it. It was so spiritual. No, but it was good. Then, let's see, what else happened on Friday? Oh, I saw Elder Canoe. That was fun. Because Elder Canoe's a good guy. Then we came home. Then we went to a bunch of visits, and, like, nobody was there. So, yeah. Then, Saturday, we had a Tormenta Blanca. We went out to Bosques, and Armana gave us, like, a crap ton of, like, post-race that were super good.
So much.
What do you have to say?
It was so good. I wasn't expecting it, so I ate breakfast. I ate fideos, noodles with sauce. And then we went to the breakfast, and it was like 800 postres.
All for us.
All for us. So I ate more. And then at 1:32, we went to a Bolivian lunch, and I was served two plates.
Of fish with a million bones in it.
With a million bones and lots of rice and a really good cut up tomato, pepper, salsa. Onion, salsa, avocado thing.
Super good. That was like really good actually with the rice. You like mix it up. I'm gonna like make that every day after mission. But yeah, it was really good.
I'm so happy with how clean it is.
I know, right? It's so super nice now. Today was our weekly cleaning, or our weekly cleaning. Well, yeah. Yeah, our weekly cleaning. No, we do like every 3 weeks, we do like a deep cleaning of the pension. Now it's really clean and nice.
And in 2 hours, it's going to be all gross
again. Yeah, because there's literally so much dirt everywhere.
Blows out of nowhere.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, then let's see. Saturday afternoon, we had the baptism. That was awesome. Then Sunday, we had church. Went past a bunch of people. Felt like it was kind of a waste of time because all the citas and visits that we did, like, they weren't
till
there.
The night.
Then till the night. Then we passed by Familia Duarte.
But before Duarte, Oscar.
Oh, and Oscar. That was cool. We taught him. He was an Antiguo investigator. And what is it called? Antiguo investigador. How do you say that in English?
Ancient investigator.
Is it old investigator or is there a different way that you say that?
It's old.
Old investigator? All right, well, he was an old investigator.
Forehand investigator.
Oh, he was a forehand. Wait, he was a thrift shop investigator.
A-L-E-L.
A-L-E-L.
No, B-L-E-L. Before LeBaron and Larson.
Oh, yeah.
Investigator.
B-L-E-L. He was a B-L-E-L investigator from 2009. We went past his house, and he said that 8 months ago his wife died. And he was really sad about it. And he said that, like, before the missionaries came over and they read the Book of Mormon with him and stuff. And he said he's, like, been passing by, like, a really hard challenge in his life. Well, we go and we're talking with him. And he says that, like, he says that literally the day that we passed by, he for 8 months he hasn't shaved and cut his hair. So he just looked like a homeless man, apparently. But he said, like, literally the day that we went past by, he cut his hair and shaved and everything, and it was like, I don't know, it was just kind of cool, and we shared like a really spiritual lesson about like our purpose here in life and that like eternal families and the resurrection and stuff, and it was a really cool experience, and he just like kind of got emotional, and he's like, I've just been having a rough time lately, but like I know everything will get better and blah, blah, blah. And it was sweet, it was super cool. Then after that, Familia Duarte.
You can tell him I doubted.
He doubted. Elder Larson doubted. I said we should pass by them. He was of little faith.
Little faith.
But it's okay.
Helped down my unbelief.
Helped down my unbelief. Yeah, so what happened was we went past there. And the thing is like a couple years ago.
They're called dry Mormons.
Exactly. That means that they are Mormons, but they've not gotten wet yet. Baptized, I mean. That's what I mean. And what happened was we go to their house and first I've visited them a couple times, but her husband was gone for a while in Paraguay.
Paraguay.
Mel. And yeah, so he was there for a while. Then he finally came back and we were sitting and talking and stuff, and they said that what happened was they got married because they needed to get married to get baptized. When they got married, none of the members showed up to their wedding, and they were super sad because everybody was like pumping up the fact that they needed to get married. They're like super excited for them to get married, and then the day that they got married, nobody showed up. So yeah, that was kind of stupid, but we went past and we shared a super powerful lesson about the gospel, and we were like, hey, you guys need to get baptized so that you can be an eternal family and like live with God again and stuff. And they're like, oh,
Alma,
yeah.
Alma 7, it's full of doctrine.
Yeah, Alma 7, full of doctrine. Read Alma 7.
And then 14 to 16.
Yeah, super good. So we read that with them, and it was super cool. And then, yeah, that brings us to last night. and it started raining really bad. We got really wet, but it's fine. That's why the people let us use their umbrella, which was really nice. But yeah, things are going great here.
Now it's P-Day, baby.
Now it's P-Day. We're going to probably just sit and do nothing all day. But I'm tired, so I think I'm going to take a nap.
Pay rent.
Oh, we should pay rent. But kind of halfway with rent.
Halfway, why?
It closes at like 12.
Does it close at 1?
No, I don't think so.
Where is it?
In Barilla.
We can make it.
Yeah, we'll just wait for them to come back, and then we can go. And we can eat lunch in the center. We could eat a hamburger.
I don't want to go to the same place. It's not wrecked me.
Did it?
Yeah.
It actually fell well with me.
I think it's because I ate the milanesa too.
Yeah, probably. Don't eat the milanesa. Just a hamburger.
Yeah, I'll let you finish. And the ponchos are good.
And the ponchos. I didn't eat a poncho. I need to try one. Well, yeah. So, it was a great week. We're super excited for this next week. But I want to share with you guys a scripture. That's a good scripture. First off, you guys should go and search Alma 7 and read the whole chapter because Alma 7 is a really great chapter. But I'm going to read you guys 2 Nephi 29. This is a sweet scripture because this is when Nephi is talking about the Book of Mormon. And he's saying, like, the people would say that there's no need for another Bible because we already have a Bible. Which is really cool because that literally happens to us every day here in the mission. So many people say that they already have a Bible, and it drives me nuts. But, so what happened was, the scripture is really cool because it's verse 8, 9, and 10 of 2 Nephi 29. It says, ¿Por qué murmuráis por tener que recibir más de mi palabra? ¿No sabéis que el testimonio de dos naciones es un testigo de que yo soy Dios? ¿Que me acuerdo tanto de una nación como de otra? ¿Como a otra nación? ¿Y cuando las dos naciones se junten, el testimonio de las dos se juntará también? Y hago esto para mostrar a muchos que soy el mismo ayer, hoy y para siempre, y que declaro mis palabras según mi voluntad. No supongáis que porque hablé una palabra no puedo hablar otra, porque aún no está terminada mi obra, ni se acabará hasta el fin del hombre, ni desde entonces para siempre jamás. Así que no por tener una Biblia debéis suponer que contiene todas mis palabras, ni tampoco debéis suponer que no he hecho de escribir otras más. And I love that scripture because, like, Nephi just kind of gives it how it is and just explains how, like, why it's so important. Because, like, for real, like, in conference, they talk so much about the Book of Mormon and the importance that it has. And if you think about it, it's super important because, like, if we don't have the Book of Mormon, then we're not going to understand a ton of things. And I just wanted to invite you guys to read the Book of Mormon this week every day. That don't even miss a single day of reading the Book of Mormon. And I promise that if you do it, you will feel a spirit more in your lives. And you'll be able to do all the things that the Lord wants you to do in your lives. Because the Lord wants us to reach our potential. He wants us to be the best that we can be. And if we are humble and we do what he has asked us to do, he'll bless us. And I know that's true. But I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. And yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys I love you. And I'll talk to you more next week. Love you. Bye.